Welcome to the Conversations with Jesus podcast. I'm Johnny Lehman, a baptized man of God who has the amazing blessings of being a husband, father, and the pastor at Divine Savior Church in West Palm Beach, Florida. This podcast is designed to bring you the self-sacrificing love of Jesus found in the Bible through 15 to 20 minute episodes that focus on relevant life issues and what God has to say about them. Check out our website, DivineSaviorChurch.com, as well as our Facebook and Instagram pages if you'd like to find out more about the incredible things that God is doing through our church family. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as we approach 2024. It's been an absolute joy for me to bring you these messages on the podcast. And this message particularly, as we finish 2023, is a letter from home. I got this idea from a dear professor of mine in college. It's a letter written from the viewpoint of your Heavenly Father to you, his dearest child, and it's based on the words of Micah chapter 5. I can't wait to share this letter from home with you. So Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 5, God's word says this: "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace." This is God's word. My dearest child, it's hard to believe we've arrived at yet another Christmas. I know each one seems quicker than the last for you. Such is the nature of time. For you, the pace increases, the years pass by. For me, I see it all in one connected flowing stream, splashing in the eternal present. You'll understand what I mean one day. As you well remember from our previous correspondence, while you live in this fading materiality, you are truly destined for eternity. Yet such a destiny may seem far more remote, far more like a fantasy land today than it did for you those many years ago when you first heard my story. I've read what modernity's self-proclaiming philosophers have written, how misnamed they are, for they do not love wisdom, but the antithesis thereof. This title they've given your time, post-Christian. They argue for delusions such as survival of the fittest, or the pursuit of recognition and followers. This falsehood that my wonder of creation is not an alive, speaking, proclaiming entity to be revered, but a kind of machine to exploit. My heart breaks as so many of your kind, my most marvelous work, humanity, believe they can recreate their own minds, construct their own truth, change the bodies I made for them and exist purely of their own volition. How I ache for them to see how I made them to be, the beauty I gave them, the treasure they are in my heart. I know it's not only in your country that you see such disorder, raging, and delusion spilling out. I see the wars around my world. I've heard the fights in your family room. I felt the isolation in your heart. I see the fragility of this era, where everything seems on the brink, where normalcy is a tale reserved for the frozen past, and all most expect now is loss and disappointment, with their most audacious hope revolving around mere survival. I've witnessed all this before, times of sheer madness and injustice. It happened too during the wandering of your brother Micah. His culture thought they were post-me too, but such a universe remains an impossibility. Micah's time was one of instability, division, callousness, fighting, and the never-quenched thirst for worldly greatness. The megaphone of your modernity is the same as the trumpet call from 2,700 years ago. How it wrenches me to watch so many of your kind striving for a legacy that fades, homes where children no longer hear my voice. I want to give them so much more. Yet you know, my dear child, this is but a rebellion against my authoritative actuality. Look beyond the veneer of the present moment. You see it as I do. The broken hearts of the immortals you live with, I gave you the gift of introspection, and the more you do so, the more you see my truism, that without me there is no one who does good, not even one. The fragility, the weakness, so many are simply living to distract themselves from recognizing it. But you know the true nature of things. You know authentic greatness comes from self-forgetting humility. Enduring peace came through your brother's self-sacrifice on the cross, seeming weakness, but truly greatness. As I had your brother Micah write to you, though you may be small, insignificant in the world's eyes, much like that little town of Bethlehem in Ephrathah, such looks are deceiving. You know how I consider things. I chose the small town for your brother to come to, not the royal capital. I chose the teenage mom over the queen. I chose a barn for your brother Jesus to enter your world. It's the father I am. I reject everything the world is inclined to choose, and I choose everything the world is inclined to reject. This is why I chose to be identified with the fatherless and the widow, the newborn and the cognitively handicapped, the tax collector and the forgotten. It's why I made you my own dear child through drops of water and my voice of the word. I gave you a baptismal identity that will never be taken away from you. Your name is written on my hands. The remaining holes in your brother Jesus' hands tell you so. My dear child, the lamb in my arms, I know. I know you have anxiety about what this next year will bring. I hear it in your voice. I witness it in your heart. You sense the growing animosity, the love of many growing cold, the world becoming an echo chamber for the self, the world you remember fading as the past envelops you, that former time frozen and never to be returned to. Such is the nature of the old order of things. The longer it lasts, the more death's shadow seems to darken, but have no fear, my child, my precious lamb. Remember your brother who shepherds you, secures you, and is your peace. Remember his definition of strength, the marvel of his self-giving love, his love and mine for you. You see it through the new vision called faith I gave you that can see beyond human creations like AI. You see through the present madness as you follow your brother Jesus, who himself is the way. How I love to make the modern mind spin as it did in the days of Micah. The world cannot come close to my wisdom. You know the nature of things. Even the smallest child of mine is far wiser than the so-called geniuses of this ever-strange land called Earth. You see things as they really are, something my grace will always give you. It's why I gave you the long-preserved letters of mine you call the Bible. I made sure down through the centuries that my words would end up in your very hands. It's in that very portal that you can see through all your sadness, all the raging around you, the chaos of your time. All of it will come to an end soon. I promise. All that is sad will come untrue, and your brother will make all things new. My dear child, never lose the story of everything, the one I'll never stop retelling you. It's the story every myth, fable, and legend has but a small sliver of, but cannot compare to its full depth. Remember, never forget, I am the Ancient of Days, with no origin nor final chapter. The darkness cannot overcome my light, nor can my pages be ripped and broken. How I love celebrating Christmas with you. To walk down its familiar path, not clouded over with the consuming mist of nostalgia, but emanating with the warmth and joy I love giving you. Joy that transcends emotions. Joy that will lead you home. And trust me, I cannot wait to talk with you again soon. I love you with an everlasting love. Your Heavenly Father. God's richest blessings as you live in this Christmas joy that doesn't end when the 12 days of Christmas are over, but it's that joy that you have every single day of your life because you know the God who became one of us, who died to save us, and who lives to give us hope every single day. God's richest blessings, you live for him now and always.